I'm a singer-songwriter from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and I grew up and lived in Malaysia my whole life. A few years ago, I moved to LA just to start on my music career here, and I'm really happy to be here, actually.
What is your involvement with the UN Women's song called One Woman?
Well, I was approached by UN Women to record this amazing song called One Woman. And, you know, I listened to the song and I read the lyrics, and to me, it's just a beautiful song and it's a perfect way. All my life, I've written pop songs, like love songs. Not that it's a bad thing, you know, it's an amazing thing, like creating music, but I've always wanted to, you know, get involved with giving back to the society. I always trying to find ways to do that. And when I got this offer, I was really excited. And seeing like the names of people who got involved, I remember when I first started, when I recorded the song, there were just 5 names. I'm seeing the list now, it's like close to 20 people. So I'm just like, wow, who are all these people? And I'm excited after this, you know, I'm gonna like research every single one of them and check out their music. I'm just really happy to be a part of something really important. I feel really blessed to be chosen for this. Yeah.
How was this song conceived and whose idea was it?
To be honest with you, I don't really know much about, you know, where the song came from, but you know, I'm pretty sure UN Women called together like a group of strong, empowering women to be a part of this song. I just believe in this so much, you know, I just like, okay, let's just get into it, and you know, I would love to be a part of this. I was told that this is also the theme song, like the first theme song for UN Women, and also like, you know, in the history of United Nations, and it's the first song that ever came out of it. So it's an exciting thing for me, so I'm really happy.
So your involvement is by performing the song?
Yeah, my involvement is by performing the song. I didn't write the lyrics, unfortunately, but fortunately, you know, someone else did like an amazing job writing really good lyrics. And, you know, it's like a story / theme song, you know, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to the song. A lot of women like all over the world can embrace the song. It's easy to understand, you know, it's very accessible.
Tell me about the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, well, the verses were really pretty. It explains about different women coming from different parts of the world. For example, like this one part was, in Tangier, she takes a breath, lifts up her voice, in Lahore, La Paz, Kampala. In Tangier, she takes a breath, lifts up her voice, in Lahore, La Paz, Kampala. And like another verse explains about another woman in another place. She reaches out and teaches others. You know, I feel like that's really beautiful. And sometimes you think so much about yourself, you forget that a lot of other people around the world, they're going through something right now. And I feel like the song, it gives that impact. When you listen to it, you start to think, and good songs do that to you. You know, it's such a great song. So I hope a lot of people would enjoy the song as much as they enjoy other pop songs.
Would it be possible to ask you for a sampling of the song?
Sing? Yeah, of course. So I'm going to sing you the chorus of the song. We are one woman, you heard and I heard too. We are one woman, your dreams are mine, and we shall shine. We are one woman, you heard and I heard too. We are one woman, your hopes are mine, and we shall shine in world as easy.
What is your message for International Women's Day?
I just hope my fans out there who are listening to this interview, you know, this is very exciting for me, and I hope you guys are excited as well and try to get involved as much as you can with UN Women, and you know, together we can help each other and take care of each other. Yeah, I think it's time for us not be unaware of these things, you know, so yeah.